Hi, and welcome to the Benefits Breakdown, a Total Rewards podcast hosted by myself, Yvonne,
and Emily.
Woo! So welcome to the first episode of our podcast series, where the intention behind the series is really to break down the benefits that we have in place today in preparation for open enrollment that is happening November 1st, 2026 through November 21st, 2026. We will have open enrollment, where it's your opportunity to go and select any changes you would like, or maybe elect new additions of your benefits. Whatever it is, open enrollment is happening this year, November 1st. So to start off our conversation today, I wanted to ask you, what do you know about open enrollment? What are you familiar with the open enrollment process?
Yes.
All the fun things.
So I, just because of my line of work, I'm familiar with open enrollment. I sit right beside you in the office, so yeah. I've learned a lot. I just know year after year that I'm interested in choosing the same thing over and over. And so when benefits time comes around, I know that it's important and I know that I need to get it done. But I guess I just more so have the mindset of, well, I've just always done this. It's going to be available to me, so I'm going to choose the same thing. Whereas I know there are other people who have had lifestyle changes come about over the year, having a baby or getting married or adding someone, dropping someone, you know, the list goes on and on. So hopefully maybe some of the things that I'm saying can appeal to someone, or maybe some of the things that you're saying can appeal to someone else. And then we can answer a lot of those questions that you tend to get over and over and over.
Yeah, no. Precisely. And one of my first questions to you, aside from when I was open enrollment, is if you could think of one word for benefits, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Well, honesty is the best policy.
That's right.
Chaotic is what came to mind first.
Yeah.
I think the appropriate word is helpful.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, ultimately, that's the purpose of benefits, is to help you in your life. And it's a nice perk.
Yeah.
That our organization offers for us. I say that coming from working in smaller organizations where benefits weren't offered at all. That,
yeah.
I personally view benefits as a luxury, almost, just because I've worked in organizations where that's not even on the table and it's never going to be. So,
yeah.
But yeah, that, I think that would be my word, would be helpful.
Yeah, no, that's a good word. And I was not expecting that word. But I will say, though, that's a great point that you bring up, that maybe not a lot of people think about, is the fact that benefits are your employer paying into the ability for you to have health and welfare benefits, whether it's medical insurance, dental, vision, life insurance. Everything that we offer is St. Francis's way of saying, hey, we're going to invest in these benefits so that our colleagues can have help in their life. Because, yes, we work for a living. We work so that we can afford food, to raise our families, whatever it is. So that I can't work. Whatever it is that brings you to work every day, we understand that you have a life outside of work. So if benefits is a way to help you outside of work, St. Francis offers that for you. So that's helpful. And you know what? In this economy, it's okay to complain about prices, because I get you.
It is.
It's tough.
I mean, I don't know. I'll just ride that forever, because like I said, as an adult, you know, in my 30s, even a little bit younger, I was working somewhere where that was not an option. So it's like, when you don't have it anymore, it's just, I almost look at it as a luxury.
Yeah, no, that's a great way to see it.
So benefits, like I said, very, very helpful. I'm grateful to work somewhere that offers them.
Yeah. And if you're someone listening who is maybe turning 26 years this year and your parents legally cannot have you on their plane anymore, welcome.
It doesn't get better.
Yeah. this is the podcast for you, because we really are going to break down things that you need to be considering. And if you are a person who is ready to retire and you need help considering things, you probably know a lot more about life than we do. But this also, we hope to be helpful to you as we talk through some of the changes and things that are happening. So for this episode, I kind of want to run through resources that we have available for you. And Emily, you being not in the benefits world, mm-hmm. it's helpful to me sometimes to hear your feedback on what does this mean? Where do I go? Yeah. Because at that point, my brain will automatically go to the resources I know are mm-hmm. out there, but yeah. not everybody is in that yeah. same boat. So can you kind of walk through where you know resources are and how you've used it?
Sure. And again, just because of my line of work, you know, dealing with colleague communication, I'm on our intranet homepage a lot. I'm there yeah. a lot. I'm always looking. but I, you know, that is one tried and true place where I would send any colleague, because any colleague, regardless of their status, can access the intranet page. Now, yes. the caveat, let's all remember, you have to be connected to the St. Francis intranet to be able to access the intranet. Oh, wow. but that, our intranet page, specifically our Total Rewards Hub on the intranet page, that houses everything. I mean, yeah. you know, not only are you getting just blurbs, little overviews of each of our offerings when it comes to benefits, but then you've got the digital, what's it called, the package? There's an appropriate word for it.
Total Rewards Guide.
Yeah, the Total Rewards Guide. Thank you. Yep. Thank you.
Digital package.
Yeah. Great. So that's there. And I appreciate that because, you know, I think one of the things you get asked a lot, I've been asked this in passing, again, just because of where my office is located, is where can I just find medical insurance yep. information? And, you know, like, it's not realistic probably for us to print out the Total Rewards package in its entirety. Just mm-hmm. we love our trees. We'd like to, you know, not abuse them. It's a thicker package. Yeah. And so even having it digitized is nice, but so many people are interested in, you know, just the medical piece of our benefits. And so that's what I love being able to say is just go to the internet, look for this page and the Total Rewards Guide, and they can do it on their own time. So that's always going to be my number one where I direct people, because again, anyone who works here has access to that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And so a couple years ago, actually, we found that it was a little inconvenient to ask colleagues to be on site to be able to access the intranet mm-hmm. site and only be able to see their benefit resources yeah. from there. So we brainstormed and we came up with a Total Rewards app that we have today. This app exist for this very reason, for you to be able to access all of your benefit information. So that Total Rewards Guide that you mentioned is on mm-hmm. the app. You have your digital ID cards for medical, even the contraceptive plan card, dental, and vision. Vision typically does not have ID cards, but we created a digital version within the app. We also give you a lot of updates of what's going on, helpful information, literally anything available. The best part about the app is you can share it with dependents. So you can share that app. There's a little button within the app. You share it. That dependent then creates a login, and then they have the exact same information that you have available to you through the app for them. So even their ID cards. Very helpful. We were very excited to launch it. So completely free to download, and we highly encourage you to download it as well if you are a fan of apps, because our goal was also to make sure we can make it even convenient in the app by having what's called a single sign-on component with three of our vendors, meaning you do not have to know your login for WEX. If you have an FSA account, you don't need to know your login for Health Advocate. If you've ever logged into the website, and you don't need a login for a Maribin. Mm-hmm. You click that, immediately goes into your profile, so you only have to log into our one app. So we were very excited about that. So with that, yes, intranet has all the information. Total Rewards app has mm-hmm. all the information. And then, of course, Health Advocate is available to assist you. So if you're ever in a pickle where you are like, here's what's going on, I don't even know what benefits I have available to me that could help me, our Health Advocate reps, when you call them, they will be able to assist you. They're familiar with all of our plan options, and they'll be able to walk you through how you can use your benefits. So it's a great partnership, and it's free for all colleagues.
Does Health Advocate, and I don't know, I'm genuinely asking.
Yeah.
Do they have like a chat feature where you can message with someone and ask that too?
Yes.
For anyone who might have phone anxiety.
Yeah. Great
asking
question.
For a friend.
No, great question. So the Health Advocate website is made for that. So all of the resources that they will pull up for you if you call is available on the website, and they do have a chat feature. So if it's not a chat feature, it's an email feature. So you have a digital way to basically not contact a human and just ask your questions if that's your preference. Usually it's the opposite. People would prefer to talk to someone, and so that is an option. You can call them. Yeah, but the website also, because I have my moments as well where I'm like, I would rather not.
Yeah.
So the website is available to you. So let's talk through how you can prepare for next year.
Okay.
You mentioned how you are typically a person that kind of just does whatever you did last year and don't really take a look at your benefits. Completely fair. Happens probably majority to people.
Yeah.
Whatever they had, they're just going to rinse and repeat because it worked out for them. This year, I kind of want to challenge you and everybody else listening to think a little bit more about how you can use your benefits. So with that, how can you research what your medical plan option is that you chose and what your premium is?
So for anything that I chose, I can just go into Workday and find that information, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, this is scary. I'm being put on the spot.
Oh, no. So yes, when you log into Workday, there is a side button that you can click, and there is a benefits and pay icon. If you click on that, you'll be able to view your pay, but also your benefits, everything that you have elected, what you're paying. So that should reflect what your paycheck also says for deduction. So a way for you to review.
Yeah.
If you are wanting to know who your beneficiary is, where would you go?
You can also find that in Workday, correct?
Yes.
Yes. I feel like I sent an email about this.
Yes, you did. You did send an email. So you can find your beneficiaries in Workday. But bonus question, where else should you check for your beneficiaries?
Well, I don't know because I don't have them.
You should have a beneficiary.
Who would it be? Can I enroll the cats?
You know what? It is up to you where your money goes, but designate someone. We'll sidebar this afterwards. I'll help you out. But a lot of people don't know this, but if you elect a beneficiary within Workday, that's great. We want you to, but you also need to put in your beneficiary information through Empower Retirement.
So they
actually request that you yourself go in and elect someone, because you often can change beneficiaries. You can say, I want my aunt to receive my retirement. I want my mom to receive my my life insurance. However you want to split it up, whether you have a trust or if you want to give it to a cat, you'll have to elect both options for that. So if you don't know how to do that, Workday will actually now have a task for you where it will have everything in one. So you'll be able to check your beneficiaries, check your dependent information. So please make sure that your dependent birthdays, your dependent social security numbers are correct, because it will cause issues with claims. So please double check your dependents, and then also check your benefits. So all of it will be in one. So Workday will be able to help you out on that. So that way you don't have to go finding everything. So that will be forthcoming and in your task box here soon. But with that, so that is things that you need to be able to check before open enrollment. You know, these are your standards. Hey, what's going on right now? What information do I have in Workday? But thinking forward into the next year, important things are look back on how you used your healthcare. So we're 8 months into 2026. What expenses did you have?
Yeah.
Are there items that you would want to complete in 27? So whether you wanted to visit a specialist that you haven't had a chance to this year, maybe push it to next year. Start thinking about how you used your benefits, so that way you can think about how that will be transferred. And that also looks like budgeting too. If you know that you spent $500 thus far, maybe you can budget $1,000 next year just to be safe. And you just never know, especially on which plan you are, if you're paying toward your deductible majority of the year, you know, that's expenses that you'll be able to have next year. if you're going to rinse and repeat. Review who needs coverage. Mm-hmm. So let's say you're expecting marriage next year or a child, or you have a 26-year-old dependent this year or maybe next year that's turning 26. They will no longer need to be in your coverage. Have that conversation with your child of, hey, are you planning ahead? How can we plan ahead together? You can't be on our plan. Or maybe you have a spouse that has coverage elsewhere and wants to be added to our plan. Start having those conversations, especially if your family members are also approaching the open enrollment season. Their materials are coming out as well. So you can start having those conversations of what would it look like for next year, whether you transition to different plans or you want to up your plan. Start thinking about how you use your prescriptions. This is a biggie because, yes, you go to the doctor, but sometimes when you go to the doctor, they give you prescriptions. They give you medication. That's an additional cost. It's not for free, unfortunately, depending on the medication. Mm-hmm. So start thinking about what are your frequent refill prices that you're paying for prescriptions. So those are a couple of questions. Also, on the non-medical side, think about if you need glasses next year. Yeah. What does that look like? That's another expense that you may have. So if you don't have a flexible spending account, maybe that's something that you want to utilize your funds for, to have glasses. Things like that. Just be very specific about what you could be thinking for. So I say FSA. I kind of want to transition on giving you a little sneak peek of what's coming. So I haven't discussed anything yet, and it's not necessarily secretive, but we just haven't made an overall announcement. So we are expecting a change for next year for open enrollment, specifically for our medical plans. We are going to introduce a high deductible health plan where you will have your plan options that you know today, a PPO option. That's what our current structure is called, PPO, and I'll go in more details in another episode, and you will have a high deductible health plan option. That means that we will also be introducing a health savings account, an HSA, very similar to your FSA healthcare account, but very different at the same time. I will also be breaking down what that means. So that's why it's very crucial for you to start thinking about next year and how you utilize your healthcare expenses, because it will impact how you decide which plan to go with. More to come on that. Little breakdown, but here are some key takeaways for our first episode that I want to run through. Mm-hmm. Number one, when is open enrollment?
November 1st through 21.
All right. No, open enrollment, November 1st through the 21st. That gives you 3 solid weeks, weekends included, to make any changes to your elections. With open enrollment, this year we are going to have an active enrollment. What that means is, past years you were able to not even log into Workday, whatever you elected would just rinse and repeat. This year, that will not be the case. You do need to go into Workday, complete open enrollment, so you can have elections for next year. So what that means for you, Emily, it means that you will need to go into Workday,
yes,
and select a medical plan option, mm-hmm, select if you want to have FSA or HSA, and everything else will remain passive.
All right. So for anyone like me, maybe I need to reserve a conference room so we can all sit down together and do this, enroll in benefits together. No, that's going to be important, just making sure we're reiterating that no one's exempt from that this year. You have to enroll.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. And if you hear that and you're thinking of a doctor that you know you have to remind to complete their open enrollment, I'm telling you, now's the time to remind them. Mm-hmm. Log into Workday. Please complete open enrollment. We will send you a plethora of reminders throughout the 3 weeks. So just keep that in mind. You're going to have to go into Workday. So that's a key takeaway. The second one is how to find your resources. So we talked, yes, about the intranet, and yes, we talked about the app, and we talked about Workday. So logging into Workday and taking a look at everything, make sure it's correct. And then the last takeaway is, how can you be thinking about next year and how you utilize your benefits, making sure that you can really budget for any expenses for next year, consider any changes that you might want to make, and start looking into what a high deductible health plan looks like for you. If it's something that you're interested in, if it's something that you can manage, great. But with that, that's a good starting point. How do you feel?
I was feeling pretty good until we started talking about all the changes that were coming. So I'm definitely wanting to unpack those a little bit more. But as far as the benefits open enrollment process overall, I feel good about it. You know, I definitely think just reminding our colleagues is going to be key that you have to do it. So normally passive is okay, but that's just not, that's not the option this year. So
And you'll see why once we start talking. But thank you for joining me today. For co-hosting, if you will, and talking through open enrollment and benefits.
Clearly, we all have things to learn.
Yes, we have much to unpack next episode, so stay tuned. Thanks, everyone.